You are listening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Send a special shout out and thank you to all the listeners coming out. And at this time, we want to welcome you to the Healed, Thrilled, and Skilled Show with your lovely host, Miss Holly Woods.
Phenomenon that we know as an old school sort of, dance hall type of feel. So we've had people answering this question all week since the whole Miley Cyrus thing a month ago. What is really twerking? And are there classes offered? There's people who actually teach this. People ask me, and I have to give them the truth. Yes, there are classes, and people do teach this. I know for a fact it's offered at Pole Control Studios, downtown Hartford in Connecticut. You should check them out. They actually have an amazing twerk teacher that started off as a pole instructor, and they have a new twerk instructor there who has over 4 million hits on her YouTube channel. So hopefully you'll be able to get a chance to talk to her soon. But once again, you are listening live to the Hills, Skills, and Thrill Show with your girl, Miss Hollywood of Hartford. Stay tuned and feel free to give us a call. That number is 347-857-3374. We're taking callers who have comments, questions, or inquiries about to twerk or not to twerk. Stay tuned, but listen in. Here's for your
listening.
We're going
to give you a bonus track from Jeremiah and 50 Cent from around my way, Hollis, Queens area. You know, I think he's following me now that he has a house over here in the heartbeat. Wish I had him when I was 19 years old. We'd have had the perfect 69, you hear me? I'm going to give it to you with a little five senses right here on Heel Skills and Thrills.
Thank you.
That song always makes me enjoy it and your body. Whatever you decide to do it, just dance. Dance, like wedding band. Every night for your husband. Ladies and gentlemen, the topic again is to twerk or not to twerk. That is truly a question. There has been a worldwide phenomenon, and I think it's mostly because America kind of catches on a little slow. There have been twerking since the 1960s that literally people claim were just jiggling and gyrating of the hips and butt. But there's now a true definition. It's in the dictionary. It's in the encyclopedia, the Oxford Dictionary, and the, well, I guess it's really not a encyclopedia. It's a Wikipedia, but that's our form of modern-day technologies education as far as we can go, teaching each other what we think is the truth. So the Wikipedia claims that this dancing is where a woman shakes her hips up and down, bouncing motion, causing the buttocks to shake, wobble, and jiggle. Doubt it, because I see there's a lot more control in the true contraction and undulation of isolation, say that three times fast, of that muscle in order to make those cheeks dance. So the question today, do you really think it's a workout? Do you think it's something to be spectated? Do you truly think it's a joke? Or, where should I say, what do you think? Because why am I putting thoughts into your head? Maybe you think something's completely different. Give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are, to twerk or not to twerk. That number, again, is 347-857-3374. You guys know I just came back from Africa. Had a blast. It was such a wonderful time. I suggest if you go anywhere and you leave this country, visit Africa. I will bow down to everything that I experienced. It was the most amazing experience of my life. So I'm glad to be back, but it's good to definitely let you know if I'm out, that's where I'll be in the future, Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Hill Skills and Thrill Show with your girl, Miss Hollywoods of Hartford. Once again, reporting to you, Pole Control Studios news and updates. Since we're here and we're on air, people ask me all the time about pole classes. What are your pole classes and how do I take them and what do they consist of? I have to tell you, it's very simple. You just go online, www.polecontrolstudios.com. You can click on your way through the website. You can see how to sign up for a class by starting an account. You sign up for the intro class and you start your account. So you're right there halfway in the door. You're introduced to the pole. You have already made your meet and greet. It's officially a date. So now let's just take this baby on a little dance floor excursion and see if the hips truly don't lie. Not his, yours, because the pole does not have hips. Come on now, stay with me. We're talking about pole dancing for fitness. If you're gripping the pole and throwing your body around or you're just pumping your butt, that's not really pole dancing now, is it? People ask me, you're going to teach me. How am I going to learn anything? Do I need to be skinny? Do I need to be young? What do I need to do in order to take these classes? You just sign up. Very, very simple. Very simple. Oh, my boyfriend wants to come and watch. Well, your boyfriend can't come and watch because this is not a spectator sport. However, I highly suggest your boyfriend challenges himself mentally and physically by taking a class on a Sunday with us. Yes, we have classes for men on Sunday. Yes, I'll throw the football game in the back if it'll keep you focused. But, yes, we have those classes, and we're willing to teach you. I'm willing to take off from Sunday worship in order to help you learn this amazing sport. Now, the real topic of the day is to twerk or not to twerk. Since there's classes offered, is this truly a sport? Is this a dance? what is this? Is this just a joke? People, you have to give me a call so we can discuss this together. That number, once again, 347-857-3374. You know, tomorrow is Thursday. I love doing these shows on Wednesday because that's the only day I really have available, but Thursday is a good day because it's the beginning of the weekend. So we're going to go to a little music, and we're going to, in honor of tomorrow being Thursday, Justin Timberlake coming into town. He is being predecessed, I should say, by Mr. The Weeknd. I don't know if you should give him a name like Mr. The Weeknd. If his name is The Weeknd, I guess his name is The Weeknd. So he'll be here tomorrow with Justin Timberlake, and they'll be performing right across the street from Pole Control Studios at the XL Center. There is still time to get tickets, and there's still time to take classes. So until then, you think about that. Let's go to a little music. We're going to bring it in with The Weeknd and Drake with a little Crew Love.
I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me. Same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I'd much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
If my crew is listening, you should be calling in. That number again, 347-857-3374. We are talking to the world when we are on these live broadcasts, and it's kind of weird when we have a lot to offer, but really not enough time to put it all in one show. So obviously there's plenty of time to make shorter versions of these shows, but with you in mind, please feel free to pay attention and give us a call. We're talking about twerking or not twerking, but the real question is, why is it such a new thing? Why are people just figuring this all out? Are we new? Are we figuring this out all on our own, or are we just blah, 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 not getting it? We are always stealing something from the subculture, and I'm not going to say it out loud, but it always becomes very popular. Should we say it? No. Should we think it? No. But we have to accept it because we're all Americans, and we're in a world that everyone looks at us like we're crazy. We are. We're racist towards our own kind. We started our whole history, I should say, on this country off of war and slavery, so it's sad to say, but we don't have our shit together yet. We don't have all our eggs in a basket. We got to open our minds and open our central minds, bodies, and souls by expressing things like dance through pole fitness or aerial arts. See, like how I always switch that back to the studio, right? Pole Control Studios offers literally everything for your psychological well-being, because here it is, you go to the gym, you lift weights, it's kind of boring, blah, blah, blah. You go to Pole Control Studios, you learn a move, you lift your whole body weight, wow, 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 completely different blurbs there. You saw that, right? So you'll notice, and I'm not going to tell you over and over again, but I may have to, just to keep your mind right. This is what we sisters do for one another. But we're talking about twerking. Like I said, you can find it in the dictionary. They have it in the encyclopedia, or our version of the encyclopedia, Wikipedia. And, of course, there's club dance moves that really make this one heck of a full idol, if you want to put it that way. But I would love to see one, and I'm pretty sure Pole Control Studios could offer you one. So if you see that popping up, I suggest you buy some tickets immediately. But who am I to say? I'm just a pole dancer giving you a little piece of my mind. My mind goes way beyond what people think. I'm considered to be multi-talented, but I don't really take my art too seriously because I love to draw, but I love music. And I don't get to play often, but it does soothe my mind and my soul if I get to just play the piano and relax. But instead, I work and I put together newsletters and final documentations for my students and my instructors, and put together people's permanent records for their success in classes, because that's the type of studio we have here. We're not thinking of just teaching you basics and bringing your mind to a point where you haven't really explored any of that. We're bringing you to a world where you could fully explore your complete central mind, body, and soul. So with that said, I'm going to take a caller. Caller's going to be in. We're going to go back to our main subject. The point of this whole conversation was to twerk or not to twerk. That is the question. Caller, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, welcome, welcome. You're at the Hill Skills and Thrill Show with Hollywood of Hartford, and your name is?
My name is Devin.
Hello, Devin. We're talking about twerk or not to twerk. What are your comments or questions or maybe even thoughts on this subject?
I think that twerking is very difficult, sexually provocative hip thrust that you got to have a good booty to do it.
That is completely not true. I hear that there's booties of all shapes and sizes that are able to do it. It does take a lot of concentration, and yes, Devin, it's true. It is hard, but it takes a lot of practice. So how often have you tried twerking?
Just about once, so I laughed myself silly, and then I had to stop.
Well, laughing burns calories, too, so as long as you keep at it, I'm pretty sure it'll kind of catch up to you in no time. you know, there's classes offered. You should try again.
Yeah, I got to take twerk 101 at Pole Control.
That would be great. I know that there's some offered right in your area. I see that you're calling from the Hartford area as well.
Yes, I'm in the outskirts of Hartford area.
We just call it the sub-area because a lot of our callers don't even know that Connecticut exists. If you saw the Dunkin' Donuts commercial, like, what's a Connecticut? So we have to let them know that we're actually here. But have you heard of the studio that we're talking about today, Pole Control Studios, because we just so happen to have linked that to the twerking conversation we're having?
Yes, I'm very familiar with Pole Control Studios. It is
nice.
My favorite weekly spot to go to.
Very nice. And what do you like so much about Pole Control Studios?
I've been going to Pole Control for, probably 8 months now-ish. I love the environment. It's very welcoming, and you feel very comfortable, whether or not it's your first class or you've been going every week for a while, like I have, and it's really an environment where you can be you and be accepted and then learn all these great things and have fun on a pole. And it's so much fun to tell people about Pole Control, and they're like, you do what? They always find it really interesting.
Awesome. You sound like you do a lot of things, like dancing and fitness. Do you do a lot of multiple forms of fitness?
Yeah, I do Pole Control, and I'm also into CrossFit training, which is very intense training. And for fun, I like mud runs and obstacle courses.
Wow. That's what Connecticut has to offer. It sounds like some women who know how to take control of more than just a pole.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, Devin. You sound like an awesome girl. You got a boyfriend?
I do not have boyfriends. Single and mingling.
Single and mingling. That's going to be your new profile status, I take it.
Single and mingling. Yep. You know, get at me.
Well, it sounds like she's got a banging body. She's got great personality. Great voice, so even if you're long distance, fellas, hey, you might want to have to talk to Devin, take some time, get some of those caller phone cards so you could save some money and give us a call over here. Check her out. So, Devin, if we just turns into like a dating hookup, do I get invited to the wedding?
Oh, well, of course. That's a no-brainer.
I see it now. Wedding. Yes, I met this man on the radio on the Hill Skills and Thrill show, and he was intrigued about my pole dancing skills. And so on my wedding, all the girls decided to pole dance as our procession line brought us down, and we got married under the stars.
There would have to be definitely a routine worked into that, yes.
Nice.
Right. Bridesmaids.
I became the wedding planner and everything. I should get a cut of this. What do you think of the subject of those who think we should not twerk? Because that's also a huge dilemma. With all things that are good, there's those who have a bad opinion.
I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, you gotta be you, and if what you want to do is do some twerking, do some pull, you can't let other people judge you and be like, yeah, you gotta do what makes you feel good. And if you're gonna twerk and you're gonna pull, and that makes you feel great, then you do it all day long.
Nice. Now then, you think about people's family and how they really think, because of course they're trying to impress others. So Would you have twerking and pole at your wedding?
Twerking and pole? Yeah, sure. I mean, if we're going to pole, we might as well twerk, right?
Nice, nice. Love the way Devin thinks. Fellas, you are missing out. You got to move to Connecticut if you're not here already. And if you're single and ready to mingle, we have a very, very single Miss Huffy Buffy, Miss Devin here. She'll call in next week, and maybe we'll turn this into a dating show instead. Thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully you had a good time, and we didn't embarrass you too much, but we look forward to seeing you at Pole Control and seeing your success there.
Thank you.
Truly a pleasure. Thank you. You have a wonderful
day. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Men, women, children, watch out. There's a new force to be reckoned with. Miss Devin in Hartford is a true competitor in all forms of fitness. And she'll kick your butt. I could already hear it in her voice. But with kindness, because she sounds very sweet. Next week, we're going to have a show talking about dating, long distance. And we're going to really get into more about this whole life that we live in the love land of Lars. Yeah, you like I just made that up. That didn't even make any sense. But that's what we're going to call it. The whole life that we live in the love, Lars. And you'll know what I mean by that. Next week on Hill Skills and Thrills, this is your girl, once again, Miss Hollywoods of Hartford, on blogtalkradio.com. Tune in next week. Look forward to seeing you then. Till then.
Want to send a special